This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal willing to maintain balance and neutral relations with India and China. Two more corona-related deaths reported in Baglung and Kanchanpur district. And U.S. President Donald Trump approves a state of emergency declaration in U.S. capital. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal is willing to maintain balanced and neutral relations with India and China. In an interview given to Indian television channel ZTV's editor-in-chief Sudhir Chaudhary on Monday, Prime Minister Oli said that Nepal had adopted the policy of equilibrium and neutrality with neighboring countries India and China rather than playing cards. Prime Minister Oli clarified that Nepal and India were equal sovereign nations despite the differences in terms of national geography and population. The Prime Minister also said that Nepal always adopted the relation with India as per the equal sovereign status of both the nations. A Red Cross worker has died of coronavirus infection in Baglung district. A 36-year-old male of Jaimina Municipality 7 in Baglung died this morning while undergoing treatment at Dhaulagiri Hospital. And he was admitted to the hospital on the 5th of January after developing respiratory complications and high fever. Likewise, a woman community health volunteer died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district. She was stationed at Chandani Dodhara Health Post at Dodhara Chandani Municipality 2 in the district. She died at Lalitpur-based Patan Hospital last night in course of treatment. A Bhutanese refugee residing in Beldangi Bhutanese refugee camp at Damak 3 in Jhapa died in a fire that broke out last night. According to Jhapa District Police Office spokesperson Rakesh Thapa, 60-year-old refugee Desman Rai died in the incident. South Korean ambassador to Nepal, Chung Sak Park, has vowed to help expand the Korean investment in Nepal. In an interaction program with the officials of the Confederation of the Nepalese Industries on Monday, Ambassador Park said that he would help encourage the South Korean investors to invest in Nepal's tourism, hydropower and infrastructure development sectors. Likewise, on the occasion, President of the Confederation of the Nepalese Industries, Satish Kumar Moore, said the Confederation was ready to promote the South Korean investment in Nepal. Nepal Red Cross Society Kaski chapter has started the construction of blood transfusion center with state-of-art facilities. The total cost of this center is estimated Rs. 80 million. The three-story building is being built in Pokhara Metropolitan City 8 as the building constructed in 1989 at the premises of Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences turned into a dilapidated condition after the Gorkha earthquake occurred in 2015. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in most parts of the country in the next 3 days due to the influence of the local winds. The weather is predicted to be generally cloudy with chances of light rain in some places of province number 1, 2, Bagmati province and Gandaki province until this Thursday. And the weather became fair throughout the country as of Monday and it was sunny pushing the mercury up. Therefore, the maximum temperature towards the afternoon would fall due to the influence of the local winds. Meteorologist Pratibha Mananda said, however, there is no possibility of heavy rainfall occurring immediately. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has approved a state of emergency declaration in the United States Capitol. The White House press office said on Monday that after U.S. law enforcement officials warned of threats before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, the order authorizes federal assistance to be extended through January 24th to support efforts in Washington, D.C. to respond to the emergency situation. The move comes after pro-Trump rioters overran the U.S. Capitol building on January 6 in support of Trump's false claims that the U.S. election was stolen from him, and five people were killed in the violence. Earlier on Monday, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, in an internal bulletin, warned of possible armed protest in all 50 states in the U.S. Capitol in the days leading up to Biden's inauguration on January 28th. Malaysia announced a state of emergency on Tuesday morning, suspending parliament and state legislatures. Over 4 million of Malaysians were set to go back into lockdown following a surge in coronavirus cases. A statement from the Royal Palace said the King had agreed to declaration of emergency following a Monday meeting with Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin in view of the escalating pandemic and its pressure on the public health system. The statement said the emergency will remain in force until August 1st or earlier if COVID cases fall. The officials say a device that Indonesia is using to locate the black boxes of the crashed Sriwijaya airplane is suffering from the technical problems or equipment damage. Authorities are waiting for a new ping locator to arrive from Singapore. Sriwijaya Air's flight SJ882 left Jakarta with 62 people on board, but vanished from the radar on its way to Borneo Island on Saturday. Search teams have so far found aircraft parts and human remains. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is willing to maintain balanced and neutral relations with India and China. Two more corona-related deaths reported in Baklung and Kanchanpur district. And U.S. President Donald Trump approves a state of emergency declaration in U.S. capital. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our site www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.